actually going to be having all the equipment.
Wandy's Tree Service.
Hey, good morning. This is Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. Is Ron in this morning?
No, he's not.
Okay. Do you happen to know when he's going to be back in?
Ron is gone on vacation.
Oh, lucky him. Wish I could say the same thing.
Right. Can I take a message or help you with something?
Yeah, you might be able to help me out. Trying to follow up here. Do you happen to help out with the finances?
I do.
Okay, awesome. The right person to talk to. What did you say your name was?
Stacy,
nice to meet you, Stacy. I was trying to follow up. We actually sent out a finance offer to the business a few weeks ago. We do equipment financing and working capital. Wanted to see if you guys had anything coming up that might need financing right now towards the end of the year.
Nope. This isn't our year end. We have a June year end.
Oh, that's when your guys' fiscal year ends?
Yep.
Okay, so is that normally when you bring on equipment?
No, we usually bring it on as needed, but we're going into layoff mode here.
What's going on?
Well, it's because the winter's coming. We don't work in the winter.
Oh, you guys don't work in the winter? Okay, hence why probably year's end is in June, right?
Yeah.
Okay, makes sense.
We build roads and bridges and stuff, so you can't. Okay.
Of course. You guys don't do any type of snow removal or anything like that as part of the business?
Oh, that's a babysitting job. We don't want that.
That's the little stuff. You want the big stuff, right?
Right. I want something I work all day long and I don't have to worry about in the middle of the night.
Do you guys normally bring on equipment for each new job? When was the last time that you guys brought something on?
The last time we purchased something was about 1 month ago.
Oh, okay, so pretty recent. What'd you guys happen to bring on?
That new excavator.
Oh, nice. That's always nice to have for the business. Yeah, I just funded one of my clients. He needed a new dozer. Got him a 450J. He was out of Texas, so.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's hard when you buy new to compete with the dealers.
Yeah, that is true, too. That is very true. His was
1% to, or 0% to 2%, depending on the terms right now. And most banks can't compete with that.
No, you're absolutely right, because the vendor wants to do the financing themselves.
Right.
and plus, it's nice because you guys can be a returning customer. We mainly do more along the lines of, I guess you could say, used equipment, maybe a few years old that come from a second-hand vendor.
Yeah, we haven't bought a lot of that lately.
Okay, do you guys normally bring on like larger pieces? Do you ever bring on small pieces of equipment?
Sometimes.
And when you guys bring on small pieces, do you finance it?
No.
Okay, you just purchase it out?
Yep.
All right. Is there a reason for that?
Because if the cash flow is there, there's no reason to pay interest on the money.
True. But equipment also depreciates over time, so that money that you just put into the piece of equipment is now useless.
Right. Well, not necessarily. If you make it back using it, it's painful.
True. Same as with using equipment financing. It's the same effect. But you still have the money on hand.
Right, but if we have a surplus, then there's no reason to borrow money and pay interest on it because your money at the bank is not growing that much interest.
But money in the bank can also be used other ways to make a better return.
It's like a two-way street, really.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on how you look at it.
Exactly. I would imagine, from my standpoint, that's how I always advise my clients. And I can imagine from your standpoint, you guys think you have the money. It makes sense to make a purchase. And it just works out that way.
Right. I mean, if the cash flow is tight, then you finance.
True.
So you guys never run into cash flow problems? No, I'm not going to say we don't. It just depends on the year.
Right.
How do you think the market's going to react to what had happened with the results from the election? I don't think it's really going to have an effect on the construction portion of the business.
Okay.
Other businesses, maybe? But the infrastructure just has, there's new bills that have been passed, through Congress and Senate to release more funding for infrastructure, buildings and bridges and roads and stuff. And he's not going to take that away right away.
No, he's very for infrastructure.
Right. So I think you're going to be on a swing right now to the construction industry is going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Farming's going to go down.
Yeah, I've kind of seen a little bit of that.
Farming's been strong for about 8-10 years now, but construction has struggled 8 to 10 years. Construction's good, farming's bad. When farming's good, construction's bad.
It's kind of like an inverse relation.
Right. It flips.
Okay. And you foresee that as being what's going to happen right now?
I do.
That's good to know. No, I didn't really see much of that.
I mean, we turned down work all summer because we had so much.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, we quit bidding because we couldn't keep up with everything we had.
I don't hear that often.
Right. I mean, there is no reason for anybody in our area to not head work this summer. I mean,
that is amazing.
Everybody in our area, I think, had a great summer. All the construction companies.
Okay.
And the biggest thing is you're seeing is the commercial and this industry, like the private banks and stuff, they're building. So when they're building, that takes the guys off that were in that type of doing that work in the residential sector. Out of the DOT sector, takes them back out. And when they get out, that makes the profits margins go up.
Because
there's less competition. And you can see that. I mean, building is starting to happen again.
Okay. That's interesting. I didn't really have that much knowledge in regards to that aspect of everything, at least within the construction industry. I mean, I know my basics, but...
Right, but that's what's going on, and you can see it. I mean, when the housing market crashed, all those people that did site work for building stuff, they had to either they closed their doors or they moved over to where the state funds were. The state still had the money. They were still building roads. And so they were all over that. Well, then the profit margin falls when that happens.
Because there's more competition in the marketplace.
Right. And so now that they're moving back out, you're seeing the margins growing.
What does the typical job for you guys cost? Like when you guid on it?
About 80%.
Okay.
20% margin.
Okay, so you try and have 20%. What's the average price, though? You would think.
The average price of a job?
Yeah.
They fluctuate.
It really fluctuates, just depending on how big or small it is.
Yep, and what's going on.
Okay. It makes sense, really. Okay, well, here, Stacy. I'd at least like to see what we can do to help you out if you're ever in need of extra cash when you want to make that bid on a bigger project. Maybe you need that extra couple hundred thousand to do that. We can get you guys the cash for it, or if you're looking to maybe purchase a smaller piece of equipment, want to go the equipment financing route rather than going through the vendor, I'd like to see if we can help you out.
Do you mind if I just... Send me an email.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
And I can put it in the finance folders.
Yes. Why don't we do that?
Pull them out, and if we have our opportunities, we'll give you a call.
What's the best email address?
Wonsy, W-O-N-S-E-Y, treeservice@hotmail.com.
Let me just reread that back to you. So it's W-O-N-S-E-Y, and then treeservice@hotmail.com?
Correct.
Okay. I'll be sure to shoot that over to you. I'll address it to your name. And if something comes up, please feel free to give me a call. I'd like to see what type of program we can get you on.
Okay.
Do you guys have anything coming up soon that might require financing?
No, not right now.
All right, so more along the lines of when 2017 hits?
Yeah, April 2017.
Okay. Well, how about I do this? I'd love to at least touch base with you guys, see what's going to go on for the new year. Why don't I give you a call back in January?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Stacy. I look forward to talking to you again.
Yep.
Take care.
Take care.
Yep, bye.
Bye now.
Bye now.